Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring the boys, Jay, Matt, and Zach.
Let's hear it for the boys.
And today we're playing Fortnite. What? Today we're playing Fortnite and talking Fallout Episode 7, the penultimate episode. And I feel like a lot of stuff happened.
It's all down to this, almost.
It ramped up very quickly.
How are they going to resolve it all in one episode?
They're not. They'll have another episode season, and it'll be great.
And nothing will ever get resolved.
They better resolve a lot, though.
It'll at the end of the show, it'll come with a code for you to buy Fallout 4.
You decide how it ends.
Good point. But yeah, so
the episode starts with a little fan service.
Yeah, it does.
What?
Zach loves that.
I squeed.
Did you?
Yeah, I liked it. Oh, that was great. So,
for those do you want to explain it?
Yeah, the beginning is the family. The family is dressed in the outfits of the New California Rangers, not to be confused with the Rangers of the New Republic. That's something else.
Okay.
But these costumes are also very popular in fan films.
Well, they're the cover of one of the games, right? They're like,
hey, where are we landing?
Matt, we need a location.
I'm bloating. You guys have to make your own decisions.
Bastards.
Okay. Go away.
I'm going to red. So it's the cover of New Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I didn't want to say for sure. And they're only there so that the ghoul can threaten them to get. He talks about this letter that he has. Do you guys know about the letter? Are we going to purple? No.
Yeah, red. This was a little bit confusing. So basically, one of the brothers somehow
got the older brother involved.
Yeah. the older brother was the one who hired the ghoul to get Moldaver or something like that.
To get the head.
To get the head, yeah. But then what does that have to do with the younger brother?
So the younger brother screwed the older brother over and sold him out, basically. Mm. And set him up without letting him know what the deal was. And bad younger brother.
Yeah, and I guess all I really needed to get from it is that he had information that the ghoul needed, and then the ghoul gave it to him. He gave it to the ghoul, and then the ghoul said, hey, you might come back and try to kill me because of family loyalty, so I'll just kill you now. Save myself a little time and effort.
He provoked him into drawing, but of course, and as this episode reminds us, the ghoul is invincible. So he's being a dick. Even more so than he otherwise would be.
Well, I think he's an honorable ghoul, and he would have let him go.
Yeah, sure.
He wasn't drawn on. He would have been fine.
Yeah, but he provoked.
He sat there waiting for him to draw on him.
Yeah, he waited.
That's not honorable.
Yeah, and especially when he's like, so what if the kid does come back and try to kill him? He's invincible.
I don't think he's invincible. I think there's probably weapons that can kill a ghoul, and we just haven't seen them yet.
Hmm.
Maybe it's like a headshot, right? Like a zombie.
Well, it's definitely not a neck shot.
Nope. But anyway, yeah. So there was a good story. It was very much, they got to be intentionally going with a Western, Western motif, because that's such a Western. It's like, I killed your paw, boy. Now you're coming for me.
It's all about the family honor. Yeah.
Okay, so then we have my particular favorite part of the episode, the confrontation at the church with the with Moldaver.
Oh,
this is your favorite part?
Yeah, I just liked all the witty clapbacks. Everyone had witty clapbacks.
Everybody's so sophisticated. It's like watching an Aaron Sorkin show.
Yeah. They know how to defend their positions, and they do.
Zach appreciates spirited political debate.
Sure. Well, there's nothing. But I like when she's like, oh, I didn't think you'd be so sensitive. And he's like, who's sensitive? I just have my principal. I don't have to stand here listening to this.
Yep.
Right?
That's nonsense. Poopy cocky.
But then, and then I also liked when she said, you know, as a film hero, I thought you would know that the bad guy can't be the only one to use violence. And he said, but yeah, but as a film, you know, you would also know the bad guy never sees himself as the bad guy.
And he is correct.
Yeah, that's why it's so great. Boy, I wish Alana was here to get her takes.
Yeah.
All right. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, fair enough. So yeah, that was a good part. And then we learned, so she again, Vol-Tec continued to be mustachingly twirlingly bad guys. It's funny that they say the villain never thinks of them as the villain, and then but we have these obviously so terribly evil Vol-Tec. They discovered cold, they shut down cold fusion because it hurt their goddamn bottom line.
Well, that's the story we hear. Who's to know?
Who's to know? Who's to
is
know?
That Agri's name or is Moldaver just a capitalist swine who wants
Tommy the swine?
Their money for their invention?
Well, I mean, she's a she's literally a champagne socialist. But, you know, right?
Yeah.
Did we talk about that? So but she's like, whatever.
Yeah. She's whatever. Our enemies can be hypocritical, so can I. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, so then he spies on his wife by hacking into the Pip-Boy.
Yep.
And kind of goes back and forth about whether or not to do it. Okay, so then we get Vault 4. Friggin' Vault 4, who turns out
yeah.
So many twists, it turns out they are good guys. Actually.
Are we sure about it?
Yes.
Are we?
Yeah.
Or are you just trusting?
Well, I mean, they let Lucy go when they could have killed her. You know, that seems like a nice guy.
That's not Vault. That's, yeah, Vault 31. Right? Vault 4. Oh, yeah.
So that seems like a good guy move if I've ever heard one.
It's true. Yeah, but they're very mad at her. And you know, it's weird. There's, like, funny parts in this, and then also, but then also kind of serious as well. Like, it's a lot of tonal shifts, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they explained that it was the Vault 4's previous management that, you know, made the Gulper video and did all the messed up evil stuff, and now they're nice.
We don't do that anymore. He was checking on those poor women.
Hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And all right. So what else? So yeah. So watches the movie about the science experiments. But yeah. So the
learn about Pete, Uncle Pete.
Is Pete the scientist?
No, Pete is the grouper.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. It's so weird. It's like very serious.
It seems like it's a joke. Like
it seems like it's a joke. It's I don't know how to feel about that. Zach, we go where the shooting are. I need to do damage.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. Lucy gets her punishment. She's gonna be punished, and it's again very scary on the left.
Yeah, punished with banishment to the outside world.
All right, done. Nice job, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, and okay. So then there's the part where the squire is at the canyon.
He's mean to the dog.
He locks the dog in. Yeah.
So I guess the idea is, like, since he's, now that we know that he's mean, it's okay for him to, like,
right, done.
He deserves his horrible fate, whatever that may be.
I don't know what it means. Like, what he's not that mean.
I mean, he left the dog to die.
The point
is, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah. Of course he is, but everybody's a jerk.
Exactly.
Well, I would say up to this point, he really didn't do anything wrong.
Except for bully Maximus the whole entire time.
You mean bully? Maximus the traitor?
Move, dude.
Also, Maximus is a traitor.
Well, now, but he wasn't always.
Well, sure, but you know the only reason. Like, what was he? Does anyone remember the apprentice's name?
It's Thaddeus.
Yeah.
Oh, Thaddeus. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only reason why he was mean to Maximus is because Maximus, you know, betrayed.
Was the new part? No, he was only mean because. No, I mean when they first started, when they were first. Friends or brothers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was mean to him then, too. That's true. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Do you guys also like 16 tons in this part?
Of course, yes, definitely. That was great.
Oh, how'd you like those feet?
Oh, that was gross. And then they kept showing it over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks. All right, so again, we have the ceremony with the banishment. And again, it's like really weird tonal shifts where super scary and serious and then funny. I guess he's Chris Parnell, so he always has to be the funny guy. Can't be serious even for a second.
Well, yeah, also, Jonathan Nolan, I guess, likes to keep us guessing. Even the twists have twists.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to assume that, well, at least I assume that they weren't going to do anything too crazy, considering they're anti-violence the whole entire time, so it's not like they're going to kill her.
I guess that's true.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't exactly...
What are you going to do, kill me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you think somewhere at a service station I will need to repair it, please?
We're at a service station. We are repaired.
Yeah, I need to be the one driving it, though. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, so, you know, we get the cruel, dramatic irony where everything's going to be fine. They're going to give her 2 weeks of supplies, and then Maximus shows up and fucks it all up. to the tune of Matt's favorite song.
It is?
Yeah, it's only you.
Only you. It's not my favorite song.
You sing it all the time.
It's like another, it's kind of a classic, almost sitcom-y plot where it's like mistaken. It's like a gift to the Magi. I was trying to help you and I screwed it all up.
Yep. So they get thrown out without any supplies. And then we have a very good moral dilemma, I think.
Okay.
What's the good moral dilemma?
Where Maximus says, if I have the suit, I can help you rescue your father. Surely it's worth it for one little fusion core, right?
Is it?
It's not that much of a... It's not that good of a moral dilemma. It's like pretty obvious that
that's a bad thing.
The needs of one, like she's never going to put the needs of herself and her dad ahead of a whole vault full of good people, right?
Yeah, people who at least aren't. I guess now that we know that they're not evil. Excuse me. At least now that we know that they're good, it makes things a lot easier.
But again, do we really?
Do you guys think they waved the death flag from the moment they started planning their future together? Where they're like, we can live together and be together, and you can live in my vault with me, and we'll live happily ever after and have babies. That was I was like, okay, now this is it. He's gonna die.
You know, dude, I'm mad because I hadn't thought of that until you just said it.
but you agree?
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
Nah, well, they'll be fine. They're meant to be together forever.
No, wait, Jay, this show... You? No, that's okay. Go ahead, buddy.
You should drive, because then if we need to repair it, you'll be driving.
Okay, this show is not that wholesome.
It's also not that bad.
What do you mean?
Grab the cat. Is that a cat?
If it was really bad, the dog would have been dead.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. That bleak. Well, I mean, them not ending up together and having babies, that's not that bleak. It's just part of the aesthetic of the show.
We're under attack. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, I don't know from where, so let's get out of here. That one, I think, is a little too hot. All right. So, yeah, they're planning the future together and it's trouble. So then the squire goes and Thaddeus goes and talks to that doctor.
The guy we've already seen multiple times.
Yes. Was he in the part with the ghoul before?
He was like episode 1 and 2.
He was the chicken guy. The guy who's in the chickens. That's him.
On your left. So this is what I mean. It's like, yeah, there's only so many characters and they happen to just run into each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? But yeah, do you guys also like how Maximus comes clean and Lucy is like fine with that?
Damn
straight. I did like it.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the mood for more drama, so.
You're never in the mood for drama.
Yeah. I like it to the point.
Hang on a second, guys. I'm gonna top up. So the Wasteland Doctor, I cannot believe that Thaddeus just took his stuff. Okay, so, yeah, the Wasteland Doctor, I cannot believe that Thaddeus drank what he offered. You think
they have?
He's very trusting.
He's far too trusting.
He's a little weirdo.
Says, you want to try
this? Right here.
And then, but it actually seems to work, or does it?
It does, but not the way they expect.
Yeah, I got to say, guys, I was surprised. I did not see him being turned into a ghoul. I didn't see that one coming.
No, me neither.
It was pretty clever.
Yep, it made sense, though.
Repair our torch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Okay, so I guess
he did say you'll be immune to everything.
Yeah, but I guess people don't want to be a ghoul.
All cure. You don't want your nose.
Yeah, you don't want your nose to fall off.
No. If you want to become like a psycho freak. Is the idea, by the way, to go back to the ghoul where he's eating? Ghouls eat people, right? So is the idea he's eating the daughter?
That's what he wanted them to think.
Yeah. All right, that's all I was asking.
So, yes. I wonder, do ghouls exclusively eat people, or just, or just not sometimes? Even.
Yeah, I think they eat ghouls, or they eat humans they eat people for fun, and they eat the ghoul juice to survive, you know?
I can see that.
Replenish their fluids.
Yeah, the drugs.
Yeah. The ghoul drugs. Yeah. All right, so the prisoners are dead in Vault 33. Wow. They're all dead. Storm.
Just like we all predicted would happen.
Yeah, but I thought they would show us why. You know?
The what?
It would be like premeditated, and we would find out why.
It was premeditated.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you. Our buddy, the brother would do it.
Well, maybe he did. It just hasn't been revealed yet.
I think it was the mother.
The overseer?
Yeah, the new overseer.
Oh, the one with the eye patch?
Yeah.
Anyone got a repair torch?
No. We should get out of here. Our car's about to blow
kill
up.
Car's
at 47 HP. 47 HP.
We're fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I assume we'll find out.
You get into the circle, boys. Don't let them draw you out. So yeah. So the vaulties are leaving. Somebody says we're all cowards because we're vault dwellers.
Yeah, it was Chet. Yeah. He's like, "Don't you want to stay and find out what's going on, Chet?" And Chet's like, "No, I do not.
No, I don't."
He's like, you're a filthy coward, Chet. He's like, yeah, I know.
Damn straight I am.
Tell me something I don't know.
We're all cowards here in the vault. All right,
coming in.
So we get some listening device drama, where he finally
can't decide. He's conflicted.
He starts listening in, and then he's like, oh no, she's just talking about our kid. Heads up, incoming.
She would never.
Oh, Storm.
Zone. Oh, crowns are down.
So we meet the fiddle guy, who's the guy DJ from Portlandia.
Yeah, Fred Harmison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like when Thaddeus puts the dog in the cooler. He's like, puts him in, and then he's like, oh wait, can you breathe? And it's like, no, you sealed him in a freezer. But then I like how he's like, oh, see, you have a nice little window here. I guess that worked. That's true.
Yeah, he's totally convincing him to himself.
Oh, yeah, that's the part where Chet says he's a coward. That's what they get the assignments. Like, you're going to go to Vault 30. You're going to leave. You're going to stay. You're going to stay. Yeah, I said Jay.
That was not me.
Oh.
This is all Zach.
Go, Zach. Wow. You're almost dead, though.
I'm going to hide. They're going to kill me, probably.
Probably.
Nah, you're fine. I like that the overseer looks at the brothers just like, I told you words have meaning. And I was like, initially, I was like, is she going, does she figure it out and like is blaming him? Or is she just being, saying like, oh, because he brought up the idea... that they shouldn't survive. Someone was willing to do it. And I thought it was amusing that she didn't immediately think it was him. Blame him for it at all. Even though he's the one who wheeled the food in and all that stuff.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So, Cooper decides to listen to his wife after all because he loves dogs. He's like, no dogs in the vault. They really are bad guys. And then the squire goes and talks to the DJ, and I like that scene because I like scenes where I like the squire. I think he's great. I think he was an entertaining character. Personality. And I like the more like slow paced moments. Although there is a lot of them, but I don't know. It was a good conversation, funny conversation.
So yeah, we got the traps. We got they switch heads. Maximus says, "I'll hold them off."
And then there's the smooch.
Yeah, but it's very smooches. Very dramatic.
So wholesome. And heroic sacrifice, which makes me think that Maximus is not gonna come home to Lucy's loving arms, and they're gonna have 2.5 children. The brother is gonna torture him, pull off his fingernails.
I think you're probably right. This is annoying.
No, I think it'll be fine. He's gonna give him the head, and he's gonna blame Titus for ditching him. But he went back to go get him and found the suit. Yada yada yada. And then they're gonna really be like, "Go get it. Go get the suit," and then it'll be all work out. They'll make him go retrieve the suit or whatever. Then he'll find Lucy again, and they'll live happily ever after.
things like that don't really work out for Maximus, but
that's what I always say. The show should be called "The Increasingly Poor Decisions of Maximus."
Then we have the ceremony where they're setting off to vault, everybody off to vault 32, and it seems like they're supposed to repopulate 32 with like 20 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't start it off full because then you wouldn't have space for new people or new babies. People?
We never figured out who lived in the vault, right? I guess the idea is I think it's supposed to be half the population, right?
Yeah, but how are you supposed to have a sustainable population with only 20 people?
People die.
Exactly.
People will get born, and that's why they do the swapping.
So they're going to be inbred.
Well, they don't. That's why they do swaps.
Okay.
And that's how they get new overseers.
Well, that's not. Yeah.
I completely forgot Eye Patch was from 31. I was like, "Oh, who are they gonna get?" And then I was like, "Oh, right, she was."
And the guy with the mustache.
31.
Right, the mustache guy too.
Yeah, I like how he goes with nothing.
Yeah. I like how they also don't explain. Some people are excited to go, some people aren't, but they never explain why.
Maybe some people don't like change.
Again, yeah. That is an A explanation, but I thought it'd be interesting. You know, shows these days they always want to provide all the info.
They explain everything. I don't like it. I like the mistake.
If not everything, they certainly explain a lot. So, more than they need to.
I agree.
All right. So, anyway, that's the episode.
Wait, that's not the episode. Why? The brother sneaks into the office and chats with the overseer 31. It must be also
does the other call back to the game where you have to hack and you have to figure out the passcode based off of that screen.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is a cool, nice little fun callback. Yeah. I was like, ooh. Look at him checking for the repeat words between. I was like, oh, this person read the game cheat. The game, like.
Game guide. And,
yeah. Figured it out, huh? I see.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate that, but that sounds good.
Yeah. So he kind of tricks them into thinking that he's coming in.
And they say all these terribly suspicious things. Like, has your mission been compromised? Bum bum bum. Suspicious.
And then at the end he sees some horrible creature, I assume.
The sounds were like robotic sounds, it sounded like.
Yeah, it seemed like one of the cleaning bots.
Cosworth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe the terrible twist is that 31's all run by robots. and they're all just making robots. And Steph's a robot, and Betty's a robot, and everybody's a robot.
I don't think I'd like that.
Oh my or God. someone had corrupted and had destroyed Cogsworth, and it's all now just a huge scam. And it's all run by outside dwellers.
I can see why weak-willed people like Alana would want to keep watching after that point.
Wow.
You were willing to hang in there.
Absolutely. I have willpower, if nothing else.
Good. But yeah, so anyway, it was a good episode of the show. I feel like there's a chance, at least a decent number of plot lines are going to get resolved. Hopefully.
I hope so. I truly hope so. Just a couple. I don't think Lucy's going to get her dad, for example. But maybe Max, we'll find out what happens to Maximus and the Brotherhood. You know?
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other thoughts on Fallout episode 7?
Nope.
Let me think. What else happened? I like the fact that they just politely dropped the fusion core back.
Oh, yeah. Do like a little hole. Or shoot.
Yeah, I was like, how are they going to send it back? And then I was like, oh, right. They could just go and drop it in the bin. I like how they learned this time and they don't go into the room. They just open and send it off.
Yep. They somehow knew that would work. And it did.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And then, yeah, I think that's it. That's it for me.
Okay. We're switching cars. All right. Sorry, I was checking something. All right. You guys ready for questions of the day?
Yes.
Not as good addition because there's only three of us.
Wow.
Let's not bring in a Z game.
why should I save the best ones?
Yeah. I agree. Save the best ones.
Here's one that comes to us courtesy of Zach. We may have already done it. I'm pretty sure we've already done it. That's why, I'm bringing it up now. But Jay with the steel trap memory can let me know. If you could be reincarnated as any animal, what animal would you choose?
House cat. Because they have easy lives.
Very brave. Very exciting. I think the last time... Actually, now that I think we definitely did do it, because now I'm remembering mine, which was like a turtle, because you live thousands, you can live like hundreds of years.
Yeah, but what do you do during hundreds of years?
Just the same thing around. You're gonna do as a cat, dude. Just way longer.
I suppose that's a good point.
Yeah. Nuka-Cola? Near that, it's done. Yeah. Jay?
What about you, Jay?
I don't remember what I answered last time, so let's see.
I will go with a cat.
No
cat. Cute and fuzzy and...
Cats are good, but...
Fluffy. There we go. Nailed it.
Maybe a
storm. Maybe a storm.
You know, I'm going to be a skunk.
The most feared animal of them all.
Feared and hated.
I could be just chilling, and then I could be flatulent, and no one would question it.
That is true.
Do you think skunks don't like their own spray?
How could they evolve? How could they evolve if they do that? You know, I'm sure they like their own spray just fine.
All right, next question.
Hold on, I'm shooting a guy and missing a lot. Oh my God. All right, next question. If you were running for president, what would be your core campaign issue?
I think it might also be for me. That's a good one.
I don't remember if it is.
I'm going to say...
Should we get this tower, you guys?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to say campaign finance reform, since nobody else ever will. Might as well be me.
Term limits on chief justices.
You guys really want it? Really don't want to get him elected, do you?
Nope.
No.
I don't want that much responsibility.
No, not at all. Not at all. I don't want to be a manager much though in life.
Much less the president.
Serve everybody. All right, that's fair. We gotta move soon. Yeah. Okay.
I'm ready to move.
I would probably say climate change is my big one.
Yeah, that would have been my second choice.
Yeah, probably wouldn't do that one.
I'd say racism is my other one.
That's also a good choice.
Yeah. Sounds good. I guess that question, we're interpreting it as like what issue is the most important to you, not which one is most likely to get you elected.
Well, I mean, I think we just said it's what it would we campaign on.
Yeah.
Racism bad. You racist. I don't want you.
The other guy is so racist. Me, not racist.
I think the question is open to your interpretation.
Yeah, I agree. All right. And question number 3 also comes to us courtesy of Zach.
Woo.
Who is the most famous person you've ever met?
I bet Jay has some good ones.
What do you define as meeting?
You spoke to them.
Oh. Spoke directly or been in their presence at a
No, you spoke to them and they looked you in the eye and spoke back to you.
Okay, because I was in the room. I was in a room with Joe Biden, but I didn't speak to him. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it counts.
I don't consider that to be meeting. Joseph R. Biden Jr. Well,
I was my question. That, yeah, go ahead.
It's my question, so I will go first. I will say John Lewis.
Okay. Congressman.
Yep.
Okay. I will say Joseph Lieberman, the senator and the vice presidential candidate. So way more famous than your guy.
Actually, it occurred to me, I think LeVar Burton might be more famous. I met him at AwesomeCon.
He's probably are you counting like at conventions going into their line and getting autographs and then saying hello?
Yes, I do.
I mean, that's not what mine would be, but
I guess I met David Hart. Barber, the guy from Stranger Things, he's pretty famous. Yeah. I go to a lot of conventions, but I don't usually get people like the super famous people because they're too expensive.
Right.
You know?
I mean, I've talked about meeting Will Wheaton, Felicia Day, having conversations, having actual conversations with them.
Yeah, Will Wheaton's a good choice.
Presidents, various presidencies.
I think presidencies are more famous than Will Wheaton.
I don't know.
Who can say? Who can say? Presidents come and go, but Will Wheaton is always forever.
There's only one Will Wheaton. There's 40 something presidents. Oh, Jay Farr.
All right. Are we?
We still need an answer from Jay.
All right. Well, after this battle, maybe we'll get it.
All right, are we done?
I know I've definitely met people more famous than Will and Felicia. Yeah, I don't know. That's good enough. They're plenty famous.
All right. Are we done? I think we are, everybody. So thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us next week for the full crew and the finale of Fallout.
Woo!
You can catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Goodbye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.